International music artists are creeping back onto summer festival lineups after getting border exceptions to visit the country. The musicians have decided that 2 weeks in isolation is worth it for a chance to play to a crowd for the first time in months. Katie Todd reports.
The live music scene is firing up after weeks dormant due to COVID restrictions. Soon it won't just be New Zealanders on the stage. London drum and bass producer Alex Perez is launching a tour in Wanaka this weekend after arriving a few weeks ago. It will be his first live performance in 8 months after losing 100 planned shows when the UK's COVID restrictions came into effect.
The connection with people in clubs and hearing the music out loud, there's something very special about it, and there's been none of that. In Europe and the UK, where most of my friends are and colleagues and people that I work with regularly, there's like no end in sight, you know. At the moment, it's very unclear as to when things might resume. So I'm feeling very fortunate being over here and being able to operate again.
Mr. Perez has moved here long term with his New Zealand-born fiance, who had originally planned to go and join him in London. Other music artists are applying for critical purpose visitor visas, which allow them a few weeks in the country after 2 weeks in managed isolation. It means proving they have unique experience and technical or specialist skills that isn't obtainable in New Zealand, or that they're undertaking a time-critical role with significant benefits to the national or regional economy. Bay Dreams Festival, happening in Tauranga and Nelson in January, has helped 15 people through that process, and two mystery international headliners have just been secured for Northern-based New Year's Festival in Mangawhai, which is directed by Gareth Popham.
We've got what we feel is one of the best Kiwi lineups that you could put on, and now really, really happy that we get to, I guess, sprinkle a few international headliners onto the lineup. You know, it just feels great.
Mr. Popham says the festival is still showcasing more New Zealand artists, including many in higher profile set times than past years. But he says international acts were booked to play earlier this year, and the festival wasn't going to turn its back on them. Northern Base is covering the cost of their managed isolation, which he says they'll quite possibly be in for Christmas.
I think some of the artists have been very brave, flying all the way from the UK and doing 2 weeks in isolation, missing Christmas with their families, and then doing some shows and then flying back. You know, but it's great for us, great for the festivals, great for the New Zealand fans.
Mitchell Ryder is the director of Cream Events, which is co-organising Canopy Festival in Christchurch's Hagley Park in December, featuring Alex Perez and two other international drum and bass performers. He says the shared goal of bringing international music artists to the country has united the country's promoters.
It is really good to see everyone working together, and, you know, promoters that certainly didn't see eye to eye in the past have needed to join forces because they're wanting to have the same acts on their festivals.
For promoters, there's the constant threat that all their hard work may go to waste if gathering restrictions are reintroduced. But Mr. Ryder says they're focused on getting artists on stage and any chance to bid goodbye and good riddance to 2020. For Morning Report, call Katie Todd, TNA.